Hey, it's another episode, and thanks for listening. I'm Robert. This is Sketch and Release. We're going to talk about some things that maybe if you're in the creative field, or you know, you're just kind of thinking about things in general with your life, or you know, how to do some things better, how to be more efficient. Hey, we're here for it. Now, I try to take this with the approach of applying this to a creative process. And maybe that's something you're doing. Hopefully that's something you're doing. No matter what line of work you're in or whatever industry you're in, you're putting your mind to work to do something better, to do something smarter, faster, whatever it is. So if you want to find more episodes, you can go to sketchrelease.com. There's also links to subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the other ones. And, you know, if you're there, just take a listen. Maybe some of the other episodes are things you'd be interested in too. But for the meantime, we're going to be stuck with this one. But let me just say, we've done a year of episodes. This is the 24th episode. I've tried to do two a month and managed to make that work. There might be some changes coming. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But for now, let's get into the topic. Let's just get into this. I want to talk about legacy. I want to talk about what are we doing this for? And what are we going to leave behind when we're gone? And, you know, this came out of a couple of things, but, you know, the big one is obviously the last couple of years here have been really tough for a lot of people. A lot of people have lost friends, family, have lost people that they work with, people that are important to them. And, you know, the people that we've lost in the world that are, I guess, celebrities or famous in some way, you know, those are the ones that I guess kind of bring it home, because we all might know these people. We kind of have a point of reference. And so, you know, when you see particularly creative types, you know, the most recent here being Virgil Abloh, who, you know, founded Off-White, is kind of an icon in like the streetwear and fashion industry, but, you know, just overall, just a very creative thinker and someone who just kind of pushed things forward in general. There have been other people like that. There have been other, let's say, artists and maybe actors, musicians, and just, you know, public figures that we know that, that have been lost to whether it's COVID or just, you know, other things like cancer or, you know, just life in general. It just happens. But I know that it's hit a lot more people closer to home, because so many people have been lost in the last 2 years. So, you know, something got me thinking. It got me thinking, like, why am I doing what I do? You know, and I think that's something that we all kind of, we reach that point sooner or later. Even if it's at a young age, when we ask ourselves, why are we doing this? Why? What's the point of this? You know, I think back to like when I got out of high school, when I first started looking at what I was going to do for a living, like for a career. You know, I had my eyes on art, something with art, something in the art, you know, field. People, you know, back then they used to call it commercial art. You want to be a commercial artist? I wanted to probably be an illustrator, but I started to really do the math that there's not really an easy way to make a living that way. At least a stable, you know, living. Which, you know, at the time, that's all I knew. I didn't understand the idea of struggling through life as an artist to one day possibly be successful. And that's a way to go. And there's nothing wrong with it necessarily, but you just have to know what you're in for. And if that's not what you're into, then you got to find another way. And so, you know, because I didn't know any better, I figured, well, I need something that's stable. I need something that's going to help me, you know, grow and build a life. So I look for something different. And so when I decided to go to art school, you know, I really had to be careful of what I wanted to focus on and what I thought would would give me some sort of stability and I guess comfort, you know, in a way. But, you know, when I first went to look at, I went to the Art Institute. And when I first went to look at their program and their campus and all that here, I talked to one of their, I guess, advisors or you know, one of their team there. And one of the questions that came up was, what did I want out of a career in design? You know, because I think that's kind of the track that everybody that goes through there ends up on, at least in their visual communications program. So without giving it too much thought, really, and I thought about it a lot afterwards, but I just said, I want somebody to know that if they see something that I made, I want them to know that I made it. Now, that's, I learned later on that that's kind of foolish. Nobody's going to know that you made a piece of marketing material or an ad or a billboard. You know, your name doesn't go on that. But I knew that my name would be behind it. And I thought about it afterwards. I thought, I gave it some thought because I'm like, well, wait a minute. Did that come off sounding like really kind of egotistical or something? Like, I want my name on everything. I want to take credit for everything that I do. Well, maybe. Maybe it came off that way. That wasn't the intention. The intention was that I knew that if I put the work in, if I used my mind, my imagination, or my skills to create something, that I wanted the recognition for it. And I didn't want the recognition in terms of money, necessarily. And I guess that's hard to quantify or put a label on, other than to say that I just had a certain pride in the work that I was doing or the work that I thought I could do. And so I knew that when I look at that, when I think back to that response, because it was really just like a gut response. I didn't give it much thought. But I think what I was getting at or what I was feeling, what I was trying to express, I guess, was that I always take ownership in my work. And I want that to be recognized. And so, you know, I've won some awards for work that I've done. I've been paid well for some of the work that I've done. And yet that's not the kind of recognition I'm talking about. To me, it's more of when I can look at something and know that it's something I did that only I could do. That was important to me. That was kind of the key to it. If I'm doing something, I'm working on something, and I step back and look at it and realize, well, this could be anybody's work. You know, and sometimes you get in those situations, you know, especially if you're working for like in a corporate environment or for like a client that requires like a certain kind of consistency for a brand or any of that kind of thing. You're going to do something that has to fit in with other things. And so it's not necessarily going to be your style, your way of thinking, or just your work, really. You're kind of filling in some blanks to make something fit with everything else. And that's just, you know, that's going to happen. But for me, it was like, well, okay, if I can't be the person that's going to be able to break rules or, you know, go against some grain, well, I need to be the person that sets the rules, or I need to be the person that defines, you know, how things happen or how things look. And so that was kind of a goal. I mean, in a way, it's like working myself to that position, to be the one that defines a brand or defines a visual style and, you know, let that carry forward. And of course, those things only last so long. You know, you can build a brand image or a corporate identity or you know, a certain like a signature style or whatever. That's only going to last for so long. It gets played out and then it gets kind of reinvented and so on and so on. So, okay, that's fine. But for the time being, I thought, well, that was a good way to make a mark. You know, and I guess that's what it comes down to for me when I think about what is it that I'm doing that's going to make a mark. Now that I've gotten older, you know, the questions that seem to come up a lot more are, what are you doing? Like to myself, like, what am I doing here? What is this work that I'm doing? And what have I done? What have I done in the past? And, you know, what difference is any of it making? If it's making a difference, and hopefully it is making a difference, but what is that difference? And all that adds up to, all that really adds up to is, what are you leaving behind? Well, the day that you're not around, whether it's you're just not working at a place anymore, or you're done with a project, or you're just like literally passed on, what have you left behind? What's there to show you were a part of this, or you were here in the world? And so, you know, that's something that crosses my mind a lot more now than it did back then. And I'm sure going forward, that's always going to be a kind of a thing in the back of my head of like, well, is this thing that I'm doing right now making a difference? I find that it's not just me. And this is why I'm doing this episode, because I found that other people I've talked to, other creatives and people who are trying to make something, a lot of them, as time has gone on, they found a new thing, a new interest, or, you know, maybe they're even changing careers, changing fields. And so I've seen that a lot, but I've also seen people that, you know, that they're just looking for more, you know, it's like they're seeking meaning, more meaning out of the time that they have. And that's something you can't really understand when you're younger, but you certainly, as you get older, you start to see like, well, I don't have the time to do this. I mean, if I would have started 10, 20, whatever years ago, 30 years ago, I'm kind of behind now. So either I've got to find ways to get ahead faster, or I've just got to plug away at it to make up for the lost time. But the idea being that I need to spend my time more wisely, get more out of it, because I don't have as much left. And so, you know, that's where I think the focus on what you leave behind or what you're doing and what difference it's making, that really all comes into play later in life. At my age, where I see young people and I see, you know, people are just coming out of school and they've got wide eyes and they've got big ideas. And, you know, and in a way that's great. It's great to see that. It's great to see that kind of like energy and enthusiasm. And I've worked with people that are really, that's where they are in their life. And it's great. I mean, in a way, it's like it urges you on. It kind of helps you, you know, push forward when you maybe know in the back of your head, this isn't going to work that way. maybe this is a little bit of just wishful thinking or naive thinking. But the energy of it sometimes can lift you above that. You know, it can take you beyond that hurdle, even if it's just in your head. But when you see maybe it does work, or at least, you know, you get to something better than what you expected. Okay, well, you know, you proved me wrong, or you proved the world wrong, put it that way. And so sometimes those moments are great. They're fun. And as I've gotten older, I've tried to not fight against getting older, but I've tried to make sure that I'm not getting too old too fast. You know, there are plenty of people that I know and that I work with and that, you know, just that I've met in life that they're surprised at how old I am. And, you know, it's not because I act like a child, although maybe sometimes I do. But the fact that I'm trying to kind of maintain that energy. You know, I'm trying to stay in that youthful space, headspace, even if, you know, well, I can't keep up like physically or whatever, which I'm not old and decrepit yet, but I'm just saying, it's a whole different thing to be like, well, we're going to go do this and we're going to go do it right now versus, well, I that would be cool, but I have have a family and stuff to take care of. So I have to remember, like, I have different obligations. I have different things in my life that I have to, you know, be responsible for and handle. And yet sometimes the enthusiasm to just go and let's go do something, let's go make something, or let's just explore these ideas or whatever, that's so like intoxicating. And it reminds me, it reminds me that there's more to it than what's just happening right now. Although that's a big part of what I think is important, being just moving through life, is you have to be here right now. You have to be present, right? If you're listening to me, you're listening to the words I'm saying. I hope you're listening to me right now and not like watching TV at the same time, because that would be kind of horrible. I don't know how you could focus on either one. I can't even do it. But what I'm saying is, if you are able to maintain that energy and that enthusiasm for your work, you know, if you start young with that and you keep that going, I think you'll find that your work is going to come out to be something that you can look back on with a little more ownership, a little more pride, and know that you know, maybe you didn't do things right, quote unquote, or you didn't do things the best compared to other people's work or whatever, but you did the best you could, and you did the best you could at the time. And so you can at least look back on it, you know, years later or at some point down the road, and know that, yeah, that was one thing. That wasn't the thing that made me, you know, who I am. It's just one thing in my life, one project, one job, whatever. You know, I've worked in a bunch of different jobs. I've worked on a million types of project, creative and otherwise, that it's shown me that as much heart and as much, you know, brain power as I put into each one, you know, some of them I look back and I'm like, well, what did I do all that for? Because that's not my work. You know, I just did that just to kind of fit in with other stuff. And, you know, there's no ownership there. Other stuff I looked at, I'm like, that is totally me. That's totally mine. There's no one else that could have done that like I did. And I'm glad I put that level of work into it, that dedication into it. And so maybe that's part of it, is if you're going to do something, especially in the creative field, I think, if you're going to do something and put your heart into it, you've got to go all in. You know, in the moment, that may not seem clear of like, how is this going to really pay off me, you know, busting my ass to get this done. But you will find later down the road, I think, that it's going to matter. And, you know, when it comes down to that big question of like, okay, what's the point of this? Why are we doing this? What am I doing? Why are we here? You know, that kind of thing. The real big, like, existential questions. You know, there's a bunch of different answers. And as a parent, sometimes I've struggled to really answer that question for my kids, or even just in general. But I can at least look at it through this lens of the work that I do and the type of work that I want to do, is that we're here to leave, you know, our world, you know, the world around us, or just the world in general. We're here to leave the world a little bit better than we found it. Now, maybe that means you make something that changes everybody's lives, some technology, some kind of scientific advance, some kind of, you know, maybe you make something that changes people's minds, something so profound and so, you know, trailblazing that you've, you know, changed everything forever. That'd be really cool. That'd be pretty amazing. You know, maybe you're Albert Einstein. Maybe you're Mark Zuckerberg. Okay. Maybe you're doing something that's really going to advance us forward. Maybe you're doing something that's showing us sometimes the horrible side of ourselves. So the way I see it is, whether you're making a difference for the world as a whole, or just your part of the world, or just, you know, your family or your circle, your friends, whatever, those people are the ones that are going to know the value you brought because of your dedication and because of you being you. You know, your unique individual self, that's what's going to be missed. And the things that you do in life, those are the things that are going to be remembered and maybe celebrated and honored. And so make those things count. You know, and look, not everybody can do that. I understand. Not everybody can make a mark on the whole world. That's okay. But as long as you do what you do and you do it the best you can and you're proud of what you do, then I think ultimately you'll find that whatever you leave behind, whether it's to your family or just to the world as a whole, you know, hopefully it's a good thing. When I come to think about my creative process and the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm working on, that I've had like really under wraps for a while now. You know, I look back at when those things started, some of them years ago, some of them almost 10 years ago. And, you know, I think, well, should I just put that away? Should I just forget about that and give that up? Because it's not going to happen. Well, on one hand, I count my blessings that I'm here 10 years later to still be working on these, still be thinking of these things and what I can do with them and how they can eventually, you know, get out and be shared with the world and that kind of thing. And on the other hand, I have to think, well, I can't hold on to these things forever. And maybe some of them I'm holding on to because I don't want to let them go. And so I have to remember, like, well, part of this whole process, part of the creative process of making something, of building something, of dreaming of something, is that you have to reach the finish line. You have to finish it and release it, let it out into the world. And there are times when that is the hardest part. One, to say, okay, I'm done with this. But two, to say, it's not mine anymore. It's mine in the sense that I made it, but it's now up to the world to decide if it's worth anything. And it's a big thing that I've learned just, you know, actually just doing this podcast. I've learned that as much thought and as much effort and time that I've put into doing this, it would be slow going. It would be something that's going to take some time and it's going to need to find his legs. And, you know, if you're listening to it, thank you for checking it out. Thank you for sticking with it if you've been listening to it. Because I know that, you know, in the end, all of these episodes, each episode that I've done so far, I've really tried to make them count, make them worth something. If I'm honest, like, yeah, I feel like if this is something that I can leave behind one day and say, look, I did this, whether this is something that my kids will be able to listen to and maybe get something out of, or maybe just other creatives or just, you know, people in general might stumble upon this. If you listen to it, hey, cool. Shout out to you. But if any of those people or if anybody in the world gets anything out of this, whether it kind of helps them understand something or see something differently, or just some insights into how, you know, other people have to put up with silly, you know, things and challenges and nonsense sometimes, or, you know, see around the problem, I'm here. That's what this is all about. And so, you know, if that's the goal, I feel like I've done it. You know, whether it's going to reach the people that maybe really need it or you know, are looking for this kind of thing, I don't know. There's other podcasts out there too. I can't deny that. So ultimately, it's like, well, look, this is what I'm doing. This is going to add to my legacy, I hope. This is going to add to the thing that I leave behind, the difference that I make, the way that I can affect people's lives in a good, positive way. And so, and it'll continue. You know, that's something else I actually need to kind of bring up is that, so I've been doing this for a year. This is the 24th episode now. And I feel like there might be some changes coming to this. One might be that I don't know that I'll do these every 2 weeks. I might just do one a month. Although that feels really, I don't know. Is that like not enough? I feel like one a month is like, that's 12 episodes in a year. I don't know. Maybe I'll stick to to every month or every 2 weeks. But, you know, I'm the one that actually does everything for this. So that's where it takes my time away from other things that I really want to be focusing on. I really got some fires burning for some things that I'm trying to develop. And so I want to keep those moving forward without taking away from what I have to do for this, which, you know, hey, this is the thing we all face. And this is, hey, maybe that's an episode one day. I don't know. But ultimately, it's like I just need to make some adjustments. So maybe we might even change the format a little bit. It won't be so focused on like one specific topic or whatever. But I'm open to adapting this as it goes forward. And like, let's see what happens with it. Otherwise, I mean, thank you for listening to this. Thank you for checking this out. And like I said, if this makes a difference to you, if this just kind of helps you see some things a little differently or makes you maybe see some things about your creative approach or your creative process that maybe you can do better or change or improve or whatever, hey, that's the whole goal here. So again, my name is Robert. This is Sketch from Elise. Go to sketchrelease.com for more episodes. You can also check me out on Instagram. I'm still trying to post some art there every once in a while. I got really hot there for a little while and I tried to cool down a little bit, but I got some other things that are coming. So it'll still be fun up there. I'm also on Behance. I'm also on ArtStation. You can see maybe some more work or just some different work. So that's always a place to go. Patreon is still there. I've still got the video episodes. I haven't done a couple of video episodes in a little bit, but all the other episodes are still there. So those are, you know, hey, for $1, you can check those out, plus some other exclusive content that you can't see anywhere else. It's not really social media type stuff. So anyway, go check that out. Thanks for listening. And you know what? As always, for you, keep creating.